Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 121. So today we're going to be talking about why I stopped meal planning and the unexpected benefits. But before we get to that, the best bite I had this week. So after our episode, I recorded a couple of episodes ago with Fiona Stoughton talking about, you know, eating well for perimenopause, I decided to buy myself some edamame beans that she recommended. So those soy beans, just from the frozen ones. So I got some of them, defrosted them, tossed them with some chopped celery, made this amazing salad with canned salmon and used pickled ginger, some Japanese mayonnaise and furikake, which is this Japanese sprinkle. It was so delicious. It was just like this 2-minute lunch, but that it was just like so much flavor. Love the edamame. So excited to explore using them more. Plan for today is, first I'm going to share the story behind this episode and why I decided to stop weekly meal planning, which pretty radical. Then I'm going to share the experiment I did and my results of that experiment, how I meal plan now, exactly what that looks like for me now. And then we'll talk about the benefits of meal planning, both the unexpected and the expected benefits. And then we'll finish off where I'll share like how you can apply this idea to your life. So story behind this is basically I have been weekly meal planning for years, like decades. And I started actually Simple Meal Plans. It was called Soupstones Meal Plans, but that was back in 2014. So I've actually had this meal planning product where I've put out not one, but two weekly meal plans a week for almost a decade. And the reason for the two is one for the Northern Hemisphere and one for the Southern Hemisphere so that they're seasonal. But yeah, so I've been doing this for a really long time, and especially, you know, having a family and now that I live in the country and I can't just run to the store on the way home from work, like it's one of those things that's really invaluable to me. But one thing I noticed was that it used to be like I would do my meal plan on a Wednesday and I would just notice, like I noticed that I had this resistance coming up to doing it. And I kind of procrastinate and do other stuff, you know, you do a load of laundry and all that sort of stuff before I got to my meal planning. So even though I knew it had a lot of value in my life, and even though, you know, I love thinking about food, it's something that I enjoy doing, and that I had access to the simple meal plans, there was still this resistance coming up. Anyway, so I just had noticed that over the years. And then last year I was coaching one of my clients in Joyful Cooking. So that's my my program that I run once a year that teaches people how to cook without recipes. Anyway, so this person I was coaching, she was like one of those people where she's like, you know, she'd finish work and then she'd be like starving, and then the thought of cooking was like a real barrier to her. So she, you know, would go into the kitchen, she'd be really hungry and she'd end up just snacking on nuts and dried fruit, and that would be her dinner like so many nights. And she was like, you know, this isn't great, and she wanted to do something about it. So, and my coaching for her is like, when I was talking about it, was like, okay, it's definitely going to be too big of a stretch for her to go from, you know, 7 p.m. walking, deciding what to cook for dinner, to like having a weekly meal planning time where she sits down for an hour and plans out everything. So I was like, in my head, I was like, how can we make this easier? How can we make this more simple? And I was like, how about we do an experiment where you decide at lunchtime what you're going to have for dinner? So then you already know. So then when you finish work, dinner time comes around, you're not having to make that decision. So you're making the decision earlier in the day. And so she did that and she was like, oh my God, like it's so much better when I do that. And the bit of coaching that I gave her was just this idea that she's already deciding what she's going to have for dinner. In the past, she was deciding at like 7 p.m. or whenever she knocked off work. And the end of the long day, the last thing she needs is like to make another decision. You know, what if we just brought that decision time a little bit earlier? Anyway, so it worked a treat for her. So she was like, oh my goodness, this changed my life. And so I was like, oh, this is actually a really good idea. I wonder if it would help me as well. So I decided to do an experiment. And so all my experiment was just to build that habit of every day deciding what to cook for dinner. And I actually decided for me, I wanted to experiment with doing it the night before. So like after I was cleaning up the kitchen, because then I would already be in the kitchen, I'd know what was in, I could check what was in the fridge, whatever, and see what would happen if I set that intention of like just deciding every day rather than having this weekly habit. And the daily habit was so fun and I have basically haven't looked back. The thing that I really love about doing it every day is just it's so much more doable. And it's not like I do it 100% every single day. It's like there are like Friday night or something like whatever. I don't necessarily do it every day, but most days I do it. It's so much easier. And also like, because then you know, like if you're planning out the week, you can forget, like I can forget my Irishman's got a meeting and he's not going to be home for dinner one night or whatever. Or, you know, he might just last minute have visitors and he'll be out for dinner. And so he's not going to be home, or he might've just thought he was going to be out and then he's ends up being, you know, home for dinner. And so like, it just helps me navigate those things that come up with life so much easier if I'm just doing it on a daily basis. The result of my experiment was a raving success. And I've now since switched to like this daily habit. And so how I meal plan now is usually I'm still experimenting with different times. Sometimes I do it after I press the start button on the dishwasher when the kitchen's clean. I just whip out my phone and I've got the meal planning tool that I use for simple meal plan. So I've just got a little app on my phone. So I just open it up and then there's my meal plan. I actually have it mapped out for a week. So it's not like you can just move things around. And so I have like a list of ideas that I want to try. And then I just like kind of move them into place. So I kind of have each day, I'm just kind of deciding, oh yeah, do I still want to have that? Do I want to have that tomorrow night? And like, if that's great, great. But if it's like, oh no, actually, you know, feel like something else, then I can switch it around. Sometimes I spend 2 minutes on it. Sometimes I spend a bit longer if I'm having fun with it, because I do love to do it. But it's like, it's quickly, it's done. And then like, you know, I don't have this like weekly thing that I have to do, because I've always got this running kind of rolling meal planning calendar. And it's really fun. And I actually plan out, like I have spots planned out for, I don't plan lunches during the week because I can eat the same thing, but I have like the weekly dinner, weeknight dinners. And then, but on the weekend, I'll plan like what we're going to have for Sunday brunch, and also plan, you know, am I going to be doing any baking on the weekend for the school lunches, or all those sorts of things as well. So you can make it as involved or as streamlined as you like, but it's really, yeah, I definitely won't go back to weekly meal planning. This is like, this daily habit has been life-changing. So what are the benefits of having a meal plan? The expected benefits, like, of course, it gives you that peace of mind. So, you know, you're not finding yourself opening the fridge going, oh, what am I going to cook? I never know what I'm going to cook. Like, you don't have that anymore because you already know. And you don't have that little voice in your head that's like, oh, what are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to have for dinner when you're at like work? And you're like, at the back of your mind, or when the kids ask you, mom, what are we having for dinner? You're not like snapping at them because you know, okay, yeah, last night was meatballs. So I was like, yeah, we're having meatballs. Like, it's no big deal. Like, you have that peace of mind because you know. And it just comes down to, you're making decisions when your brain's fresher rather than trying to make that decision about what to have for dinner when you're, you know, stressed out and you've got all these other things on. It's like, not this, it just gives you that space by doing it like daily, but in a, at a, not at 6 o'clock or not at 4 p.m., like not when you're on the way home from work and you're thinking, oh, what am I going to cook for dinner? Do I need to pick something up or not? Like, that peace of mind, which is so invaluable. And of course, you know, another benefit is that you're way more likely to make healthier choices. You're going to be thinking about it you're going to be more organized and stuff, and you're less likely to be like, we'll just grab pizza, or we'll just go out for takeaway. We'll just pick up takeaway, because you've got this plan and it's going to be easy and you know what you're having. So you're more likely to make healthier choices and also more delicious choices. That's one thing, like so many people will comment on that. It's like, wow, I haven't ever been eating so well when they're using simple meal plans, because we have this myth that, you know, convenient options are good, but like picking up drive-through, you're really selling yourself short, because, you know, a home-cooked meal is so much more delicious and so much more satisfying than, you know, eating something from drive-through. So that's, of course, the expected benefits, like peace of mind, healthier choices, more delicious food. I guess that might be unexpected to some people. And then, of course, like, you know, saving yourself time, because like at the end of the day, you're not having to like scramble and figure out what am I cooking. You just walk into the kitchen and you can start. Of course, the other benefit, saving money, because you're less likely to be having restaurant meals or having takeouts. Of course, you know, home cooking is always a lot more economical. But the unexpected benefit, and particularly from this daily planning habit, first of all, I'm involving the family more in deciding like what we're going to have the next night, or even like last night was Wednesday night, but we were talking about what we're going to, it's a long weekend, what are we going to have for dinner on the weekend? So it's like a fun conversation and sharing the decision-making rather than it just being all up to me. Like we were all interacting about it. Mostly me and my Irishman were talking about it, but yeah, so it's just, and it adds to the dinner time conversation. So that's been a nice thing of like sharing that load. And the other unexpected benefit, like I have zero resistance to it now because it's like I've made this habit so tiny and so doable that resistance that I was feeling when I was sitting down to do a weekly plan, it's gone. Because my habit is like my minimum requirement is that I just have to open the app, just have to open the meal planning tool on my phone. Then I can actually decide. But the minimum is when I was building the habit and keeping it really small was just that I had to have a look at it. And of course, so occasionally I'll just look at it and then I'll think about it later. But most of the time, once you open the app and you're in there, then you get ideas and it's all good. But yeah, that was another unexpected benefit. Just like the resistance completely gone because it is so tiny. It is so doable. It's like, yeah, I can just choose one thing. Like I can do that. Okay. So yeah, so many benefits to doing this. It's really life-changing. So how do you go about applying this idea to your life? So again, like just starting really small. And I really invite you to just first, just treat it as an experiment, like do a little experiment, see what would happen if you decided to play around with this idea of daily meal planning. And what we want to do is just start small, make it as doable as possible. And the next step is to like just be really ultra specific around the timing. You might want to experiment with a few different times. But you know, you might want to try lunchtime to be thinking about what to have for dinner if that like my client, or you might like to be like me, go, okay, well, after dinner on the night before, then I'll think through what I want to do. They're the kind of two main times. Or it might be in the morning if you've got a morning practice of getting ready for your day, like that could be beautiful. It's really up to you to decide, but you'll know when's a good time and you can always mix it up and experiment with other times as well. The minimum requirements is that all you have to do is, you know, you might want to do it in a notebook or on your phone or whatever. And just the minimum requirement is that you just have to open that notebook and so that you're building that habit. So that's how to get started. And if you'd like some help with this, I know the perfect person to do that. So I invite you to join Simple Meal Plans. So it will give you a clear, simple, doable process to harness this power of daily planning. So yes, there are all my six ingredient recipes, and there are still the weekly meal plans that I send out. So you can use them as a reference to give you ideas. And you also get the exact meal planning tool that I use. And I show you how to like put that app on your phone. But then really the most powerful part about joining Simple Meal Plans is having that process broken down for you. So you're not on your own trying to figure out this new habit. So it's broken down into simple, tiny steps so you can build that sustainable habit and that so that it really will make a meaningful difference in your life and make your life much easier. And it's not just me that it's helped. Like I'll just share some success stories. So this was from Melanie. She said, I'm convinced of the benefits of planning because of, one, the mental energy it's freed up each day from no longer having to think about what's for dinner after a mentally tiring day at work, the cost savings from eating less takeout, and feeling better from eating better. So she said, like, full from unhealthy takeout choices leaves me feeling bloated, tired, and down on myself, while a proper meal lasts longer without that bloated feeling. And then who else have we got? Carla said, amazing. It's been incredible. I know exactly what's in my fridge. Food is quick to prepare, and I can finally sit down with my boyfriend instead of slaving away on elaborate meals. I've already lost some weight and I'm learning to feel satisfied and my sweet cravings are gone. The sink is no longer overflowing with dishes. My wallet isn't bleeding. And when I'm tired, everything is so simple. I just get on with it rather than entertain the thought of eating out. The battle of what do I make? What ingredients do I have? I better walk to the shops on my way home, but then I'm just so tired is over. My mind feels free and I feel happier than I have in a long time. So that was from Carla. And then I'll just share one more with you. Quick one from Jessica. She said, I'm really happy with the meal planning. Everything is so easy and quick. I find myself cooking even if I don't want to. Because there is always a meal, I don't snack and pick all evening. And I've lost 14 pounds since starting the meal plans 2 months ago. Yay. So thank you. Okay. So sound good? You want to be like Jessica and Carla and Melanie and me? that invite you to come and join Simple Meal Plans. So to sign up, you just need to go to my blog, which is thestonesoup.com, and click on the meal planning tab, and that will give you all the details. Like, seriously, this one little habit will change your life. Oh, and I should mention, if you're listening to this when it first comes out, I am actually going to be closing the doors to Simple Meal Plan at the end of June. So get in before we close. And when I do open the doors again, I'm going to be raising the price. So make sure you get in now. And if you're listening in the future, still go to that same website, thestonesoup.com, but you'll be able to get on the waiting list for next time we open. Okay. Have a beautiful week. I'm excited for you to delve into this whole new, brave new world of daily planning, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week. So it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.